欢迎大家跟随 Ironmongo 学习空乘英语，这里是主站音频课的复制版，所有课程配套教材讲义请访问 www.ironmongo.net， 使用课程代码搜索即可。
5.1 Did you call, sir?
Yes. I don't understand this thing.
Your handset?
Yes.
What's the problem?
I don't have any sound, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry about that. Have you checked your headphones are plugged in properly?
Yes. It's just that they're not working.
Let's see.Press the volume button here. That's right. And then the up and down button.
That's it. Got it. Many thanks.
You're welcome.
Excuse me, I need your help too.
Of course, how can I help? What's the matter?
I can't get the film I want.
I'll show you. Press menu first, then movies. Okay. Which film do you want to see?
This one, The English Patient.
Okay, so press select and then play.Off you go. Enjoy the film.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure. 5.2 1. Did you call, sir? 2. Your handset? 3. Okay.4. What's the problem? 5. What's the matter? 6. How can I help? 5.3. 1.
Sorry to bother you.I have a short transit time on arrival and this flight was delayed. I'm worried that...
You'll miss your connection.
Exactly.
2.
Excuse me, is it possible to get a snack during the night? I'm already hungry.
Of course. We have a self-service in the galley, or you can call.
3.
You called, madam?
Yes, I certainly did. I told your colleague it was too cold at least 15 minutes ago, and it's still like an icebox.
4.
Hello, what can I do for you?
My daughter isn't well. I think she's got a high temperature. Do you have any paracetamol?
5.4.1.
Sorry to bother you. I have a short transit time on arrival and this flight was delayed. I'm worried that...
You'll miss your connection.
Exactly.
Did you check your baggage right through?
Yes.
Then you should be okay, so don't worry. I'll check on our arrival time and get back to you.
Thanks for your help.
2.
Excuse me, is it possible to get a snack during the night? I'm already hungry.
Of course. We have a self-service in the galley, or you can call.
Fantastic. Maybe I'll have one now before I go to sleep.
I'll get it for you. A sandwich or pot noodles?
Definitely not pot noodles. A sandwich, then. Thanks very much.
Don't mention it. I'll get it now.
3.
You called, madam?
Yes, I certainly did. I told your colleague it was too cold at least 15 minutes ago, and it's still like an icebox.
You're right, it is cold. I'm afraid it often takes about 20 minutes for the cabin to acclimatise after takeoff. I'll get you a blanket in the meantime, if you'd like.
Oh, yes, please. What a good idea.
I'll be back in a moment.
4.
Hello, what can I do for you?
My daughter isn't well. I think she's got a high temperature. Do you have any paracetamol?
Yes, but I'm afraid we can't give it. We need a doctor or a nurse. Was she like this before boarding?
No, not at all. She was fine, but she's very hot now and complaining of a bad headache.
I'll see what I can do. Oh, how old is she?
7.
I'll ask if there is a doctor or nurse on board.
5.5.
I'll check on our arrival time and get back to you.
I'll ask if there is a doctor or nurse on board.
I'll get you a blanket.
I'll get it for you.
I'll get it now.
I'll show you how it works.
I'll get you another one.
5.6.
What would you like, madam?
Just a cup of tea, please.
No problem.
What kind of tea have you got?
Let me see. Earl Grey and herbal. English breakfast. Peppermint.
Peppermint, yes. So two peppermint teas, please.
Oops, sorry. We don't have any peppermint. My mistake.
Oh, then two Earl Grey.
And you, sir, what would you like?
A tomato juice, please.
I'm afraid we've only got apple juice and orange juice today.
Oh, okay, but what a pity. Orange, please.
Here you are. I do apologise.
Thanks.
What can I get you, sir?
Two cheese sandwiches and two Diet Cokes, please.
Oh, dear. I am sorry, but we've run out of cheese. They've been very popular today, but I can offer you chicken sandwiches.
I don't believe it. It's the same old story. You always seem to run out.
Once again, I can only apologise, sir. Would you like the chicken?
No way. No, thank you.
Sorry about that. Madam?
Peppermint tea, please.
I'm really sorry. We haven't got any left. We've got Earl Grey.
5.7.
What can I get you, sir?
Two cheese sandwiches and two Diet Cokes, please.
Oh, dear. I am sorry, but we've run out of cheese. They've been very popular today. But I can offer you chicken sandwiches.
I don't believe it. It's the same old story. You always seem to run out.
Once again, I can only apologize, sir. Would you like the chicken?
No way. No, thank you.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, we don't have any peppermint. My mistake.
I'm afraid we've only got apple juice and orange juice today.
I do apologise.
I am sorry, but we've run out of cheese.
I can only apologise, sir.
Sorry about that.
I'm really sorry. We haven't got any left.
One.
In general, are passengers difficult to please?
You know, flying is always very tense and nerve-wracking for passengers and crew alike, and on the whole, most passengers are easy to please, providing you give them what they want when they want it in a polite and courteous way. Most passengers are happy, so I would say in general they're not difficult to please. There's just a minority that may have problems, and they can be the difficult part of a flight attendant's job. Goodness, if flight attendants didn't have the appropriate training to handle in-flight situations, particularly with customer complaints and customer problems, I think there'd be a lot more unhappy customers. So the training is quite intense. There's usually, most airlines will usually provide at least a week or possibly 2 weeks of customer service training, whereby 1 week of that or half of that training is centred on handling passenger complaints. So they have good training to deal with common situations.
Two.
What's the most common minor complaint?
You know, the most common complaint we have on board as flight attendants is the seating. a lot of people can't pre-book their seat and they either want a window seat or they want an aisle seat or they want to be near the front or they want to be near their friends who they've been separated from because their friend was able to book their seat, etc. So the commonest problem is seating. And I think the second most common problem you'll experience as a flight attendant is the meals, because when there are meals on board, we can only carry, you know, a choice of two, maximum three. And we always seem to run out of the choice that passengers want the most of that day. So those are the two most common complaints.
Three.
Is the passenger always right?
I think the passenger is always right if they have a problem or if they think they have a problem or they think something's wrong. I think it's important that the flight crew acknowledge that and show the customer or the passenger that they understand the problem and that they're going to deal with it. So in many ways, I do believe that the passenger is always right. In technical terms, they are always right. But of course, we know in reality that, you know, they may not be right. But I do feel that it's important that flight crew can see that if the passenger thinks there's a problem, then we must accept that and deal with the problem so that the passenger feels comfortable and happy that their problem has been acknowledged and is being dealt with.